All right, everybody, welcome to today's personal development training. I am your host, Joel Dunn. We are going to be talking today about no limits, removing your limits. And this is kind of a mindset training, but also a great lesson with applicable things. So make sure you have your notes handy because we're going to go over 9 different things to do to help remove your limits, to have a no ceiling type life. Because when you walk around, you have a self-imposed ceiling of the things that you think you are capable of. You create limitations for yourself. And sometimes people create limitations for you. So we want to make sure and give you the tools that you have in order to go out and remove those limitations and go out and accomplish great things for you and your family. But I wanted to start this one out with a story. John Maxwell has told this one quite a few times and I love it. There's this old man and he's walking along and he comes to a bridge and he sees a little boy fishing. And so he's watching the little boy and he's casting his line, bringing up a fish, and he brings up a massive 34-inch fish and he looks at it. It's great. He throws it back in the water. The old man's kind of shocked. Kid casts again, brings in another fish. This time it's like a 38-inch fish. I mean, they just keep getting bigger. He's like, what's with this river? The kid looks at the fish, takes it, and throws it back. Guy is completely perplexed. And he runs over to the kid and goes, oh my gosh, what are you doing? You are catching these massive fish. These are great. Why are you throwing them back? And the kid looks at the old man and goes, well, I've only got a 12-inch pan. Guys, this is a story that's designed to tell you that the way that you think, the way that you perceive things is possibly the limiting factor to what you're actually able to accomplish. Because you could be accomplishing great things and giving up on it too soon because you have constrained what you think your pan for your life actually is. So today we're going to go out, we're going to get a bigger frying pan because your capacity is not capped. You know, one of the biggest reasons why God created us the way that we are is because we are made in his image. What does that mean? Well, God is a creator. He has expanded capacity. His capacity has no end. And when he created you in his image, he created you to have a capacity without end. You can continue to grow. The problem is that most people decide not to grow. Actually, 97% of Americans are trying to live a higher capacity life, but they're not doing these things in order to create that life for you. So what we're going to do today is we're going to take 9 things that you can do to help create that expanded vision, that expanded capacity for you. So number one, first you need to visualize the outcome. See, one of the great things about professional athletes is that they have an innate ability to visualize excellence. You know, they've gone in, they've done the work, they've put in the hours, but also they've put in the hours of visualizing what it is they want, where they want to go, what their goals and dreams are. They've put in the vision of where they want to go. So have you created that higher vision for your life? Do you know that next level that you want to go to? Have you set it out there? Now visualize the perfect outcome of it happening. How is it going to happen? What are you going to do? Who are you going to become? Who is going to join you to help you get there? These are the things that you need to put out there. Number two, start working before you know how to achieve that vision. I've said this on multiple trainings. The person that knows why will always work for the person that knows how. The important thing for you to do is to take action, take action, take action, take action, take action. You will figure it out along the way. You know, that statement, everything is figure outable. Well, guess what? That is true with your vision. Make sure that you are going out and taking action in the direction of which way you want to go. That way you're getting the ball rolling. Number three, fail fast, fail first, and fail often. Guys, most people don't get going on this journey because they're afraid of failure. But not you. You are excited about failure. You're excited about attempting new things, trying new things, and possibly failing at them. Because guess what? The lessons are learned in the failures. The lessons are learned in the trials. If you are not going out and attempting things, then you will never grow. You will never stretch. So the faster you can get out and fail, the first time you can do it bad, but the second time you can get better. The faster you do it, the more often you do it, the closer you will get to where you go. And sometimes when you try things that you weren't even thinking would work, they actually work. You'll be surprised at how much additional things you succeed at because you tried. So if you make the motto fail first, fail fast, and fail awesome, fail often, you will absolutely grow beyond the limits that you've created for yourself. Number four, stay focused longer than anybody else does. Guys, Stephanie and I are a perfect example of that. We've been doing this business for going on 15 years now. We've been number one for the last 9 years in a row, going on to be our 10th year. This is something that is foundational. You need to put in the work longer than anybody else in order to succeed. Because the people that have staying power are the people that are willing to do the things that others aren't, to achieve the success that others won't have. So you need to stay focused longer than anybody else. Focus on what your inputs are. Focus on the people that you're helping longer than anyone else. Focusing on the things that you need to do to develop yourself longer than anyone else. Because the people that quit, the people that give up, the people that are unfocused are the ones that don't achieve. So you need to make sure that you stay focused longer than anybody else does. Number five, you need to take inventory of your skills and resources. Guys, do you know what your strengths are? Do you know what your weaknesses are? Those are things that you need to do. There are multiple tests out there that help you discover these things. Google Strength Finder, take the test, learn what it is, and then also see what your weaknesses are. The goal is to develop and strengthen your strengths. And then look at your resources. What are the current resources that you have? What are the current resources that you'd like? What are the current resources that you need? These are things that most people don't take the time to do. If you're just starting out this business, have you decided and figured out what you're going to need to get to where you're going? Have you talked to your mentor and discovered what it is that you are going to need to do and develop and the resources you're going to need to get to your goal, to get to the success that you want? It is important that you figure those things out. The reason why it's also important is because of the fact that when fatigue sets in, when frustration sets in, you have a plan. You have an understanding of your skills and what it's going to take to get to where you go. Most people stop, quit, and give up is because they don't understand what it takes. Once you know that, all you have to do is go and do it. Number six goes with number five. Stop doing what you're not good at. I mean, that seems super obvious, right? Super simple. Most people tend to want to develop their weaknesses so that they can round themselves out. Well, any time that you spend on your strengths and weaknesses, they take away from the other. So what would you rather have? Strong weaknesses or super strong strengths? Take your time that is devoted to things that aren't serving you and pour them into the things that are serving you, the things that you're good at. Because number seven, turn your team into a powerhouse of multiplication. And how do you do that? You tune into them every day. See, when you are taking all of this information and then you're applying it to your team, you create multiplication. When you take your strengths and you plug it into your team and you find out what your team's strengths are and you work together, it is basically like you are looking at productivity squared. You are compounding, math compounds, and it becomes something that grows and grows and grows. Compound math is one of the greatest things ever created. I mean, if you look at, you know, how compounding interest creates wealth, well, compounding your team and compounding your multiplication is what's going to get you a large team, which creates an unstoppable force, which creates momentum, which creates excitement. So you need to tap into the compounding effect, like Amanda says. Compound effect is what happens when you focus on multiplying your gifts and your talents and your team's gifts and talents by tuning into them every day to multiply. Number eight, make the decision every day to do something for your business. Make the decision every day to do something to move your team forward. See, for you, it's important that you are doing something every day to move you forward. That is the great I goal. But we know that there's no I in team. So we want to make sure that we are also doing something that moves our team forward. So what are those things that you're doing? Are you tuning into them and giving them goals and giving them small bite-sized steps? Are you following up with them to make sure that they're taking the action? Are you being their accountability buddy and making sure that they're accountable to the work needed to reach their goal? And number nine, continually evaluate 1 through 8 to see what you can do better. You know, when you're going through and you're doing all of these things, again, because we're lifting the cap of your capacity, each one of these 9 things is expandable. So that means you can go through and check on, are you visualizing a perfect outcome? Can you get better at it? Are you working before you even know what it's going to take to achieve the goal? Are you failing fast, failing first, and failing often? Can you get better at that? Can you get better at doing the things that seem scary? Are you staying focused longer than anybody else? Are you taking inventory of your skills and your resources to know what it is that you need to achieve success? Are you looking at the things that you're not good at and pouring too much time into them? That's one of the things that I know that I need to absolutely get better at. If I could just ignore the things that I'm not good at, that'd be great. But unfortunately, that's one of the things that I think is hardwired into us, is that we continue to look at what we're not good at and try and get better at it, when we should instead just look at what we're awesome at and get better. Are you tuning into your team every day to multiply the impact and the effectiveness of your team and growing them? And are you making a decision every day to move your business and your team forward? What are you doing today for yourself to grow yourself? What are your goals that you need to hit? And then look at your team's goals and see what it is they need to hit them and keep everybody accountable. Guys, I hope these 9 things help take the capacity off of your cap and go, I can do more. It's a glass ceiling. You can bust through it, guys. There is no level you can't get to. That next level, when you get to it, guess what? You can get to the next one. There is no cap on what you can do. There are no limits. Join me today. Become a no limit soldier. Go out and share that you can help others get past where they currently are. Go out and make it an amazing day, guys. I hope your day is as awesome as you are.